Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. Welcome back, and it's time to talk some swimming today. And a great pleasure to welcome someone back onto the podcast who's been on before. And I chat to people from all over the planet, but this one literally is probably 13 kilometers from where I'm sitting right now. Kerry Delport, welcome back onto the Kona Edge.
Thanks so much. Always great chatting to you.
Kerry, let's talk some swimming. You shared your story with us and how your journey into triathlon started. And if someone hasn't listened to that yet, I'd really urge him to go back because that story is incredible. But after the doctors told you you weren't going to run again, they said, well, you can swim. You started swimming. Out of the three disciplines, which would you say is your best?
Out of the three disciplines, my mind is probably, but this, you know what, I enjoy all three. I think I'm consistent in all three, and that's probably what helps. I'm not the fastest swimmer. I'm not the fastest cyclist. I'm not the fastest runner, but I can hold a pace consistently without getting caught up in ego per se.
Well, let's talk about your swim. I mean, have you made some big sort of strides and big gains in your swim over your triathlon career?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. It's been great. I can't even tell you when I started swimming, I was swimming just over 2 minutes a K per 2 minutes per 100. I'm now down to probably about a 1:33 per 100 over the course of the few years I've been doing Ironman.
Wow. I mean, that's a huge improvement. What do you put that improvement down to?
I think swimming technique most of the time. So again, not getting caught up in group trainings, but rather focusing on your own technique. Went for swim analysis with my coach, who pointed out some just basic areas. So one of the biggest things that I think has helped me, and it's going to sound like an incredibly simple thing, is I squeeze my bum when I swim. And it sounds so crude and so simple, but actually something, it just helps your body float better. Just focusing on that, focusing on your legs kicking straight as opposed to out. I didn't realize how gross my swim technique was until I watched myself in a swim analysis. So yeah, just focusing on what your body is doing and where your arms are actually going. So rather than just dragging yourself through the water, actually being quite conscious in it.
You mentioned not getting caught up in sort of a group setting. Do you swim squad, or do you do all your swim training on your own?
I do all of my training on my own, swim, cycle and run. So all swim sessions are solo.
That's interesting, Kerry. I mean, was that a conscious decision? I know in our first chat you mentioned that you trained with the guys from My Training Day. I know they do swim squad. Is it a conscious decision that you want to do everything on your own so you can just focus on you?
Yes, it is. I was finding when I was doing squad swimmings are great. And I really urge people who are wanting to get into the sport to do that, because I definitely think it's beneficial for a lot of people. I myself was finding that I was swimming, like I mentioned earlier, just sometimes too much out of my comfort zone. And at other times I was ending up behind people in a lane that I was faster than. And so you're never quite swimming to your own potential. You're always reliant on who's in front of you or who's behind you. So I did make the conscious decision to start training on my own so that it's my pace, my vibe, my rests to what I needed to do.
Interesting. As far as workouts and swim sets, what are some of your favorite things? What do you love doing in the pool?
I hate drills. I can tell you those are my worst. My favorite kind of swim set is probably the ones that kind of ladder down in terms of the time. So having like a set that goes a 400, 200, 100, 50, and then kind of going at intervals and then repeating them times seven type vibe. Those are probably some of my favorite sets, because you're not then thinking about, flip, I'm swimming far. You're concentrating on holding a time, and then it just gets easier as each set goes, because obviously you're building down and then your pace is just picking up. So I find those sets are my favorite.
All right, brilliant. Kerry, that's fantastic. I look forward to catching up and chatting about the bike, but we'll save that for another day as well. Thanks for your time today.
Great. Thanks again, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.